Hey guys.
So, I had a thought this morning that was kind of spurred on by a podcast I was listening to over the weekend. Won't go into what podcast it was, but they were talking about how they didn't feel like a lot of the things that are taught in school were really valuable. They're like, oh, you need to know how math, you need to know, these few things, but why do they teach about all these wars and stuff like that? And I have a differing opinion about that and why those things are important. And I had to think through for a second why I think those things are important. Learning about wars, learning about different science topics you might not ever use again. Why are those things important to learn? And then for us adults, why is learning things that we won't necessarily use important for us too? And it really comes down to, I think, being a well-rounded human with a lot of ancillary knowledge gives us context to know the things that we don't know and know the things that we know in a much better way. And so then, when we do have a topic that we do want to focus on, we have all of this extra context that helps us understand that topic way more quickly and with way less friction. And the thing is that being able to Google something doesn't give you that context when you're thinking through a problem or an issue in the same way that having the context in your head does. And this goes for like all areas of life, I think. You know, if I'm thinking about, let's take a school example. If I'm thinking about a political issue that I see happening today and I'm trying to form an opinion about it, having a basic understanding of geography and how borders have changed over the years and what wars have been fought in the past and all those things gives me a context to start to digest the information that I am receiving today about whatever is happening currently in a more informed way. And you know, I've heard more people lately who are like, "Oh yeah, I live in the United States, but I only know maybe where three states in the United States are." And I'm like, "How can you live in a country and not know where all the states are?" And it's not because that's necessarily super critical to day-to-day life, but I don't understand how you understand what you're hearing about the world without that context of knowing where other people are living and what it is like in those places and those kinds of things. So I think it's really critical for that kind of understanding, but I think it also applies to things like tech work. I tend to try to read and listen to things outside of my immediate circle of work. So I work mainly in PHP, Laravel, AWS, DevOps stuff, and I try to read and listen to stuff outside of that context. I listen to JS developers. I listen to people who are into serverless stuff, even though I'm not doing serverless stuff really, because I want to understand the context that other people are coming from and the context that I am working in. And it gives me a leg up in solving issues because I have more context than if I was just purely focused on my individual area of expertise. And so I think in our education system, it is super good to have kids learning about biology and history and social studies and political science and all these things that they might not use day to day, but it gives them a context to understand the world around them. And I think we can do the same thing in tech of not surrounding ourselves with just people that are doing the same thing that we're doing, but surrounding ourselves with a wider audience, reading some docs of projects that we're never going to use and things like that, so that we have a wider context to understand what we are working on and the space in which we're working. And it will probably spawn some ideas, some novel concepts that we would never get if we didn't have that wider context. So I guess the thought for this morning is just widen your context, try to understand more than just what you need to understand, and it'll make you better at what you're actually doing. All right, over and out.